In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Feast of Pentecost is the birthday of the Church. For some 2,000 years now, the Church has withstood the devastating ravages of time. The Church has seen empires rise, flourish, and then fall. The Church has withstood diabolical attempts to destroy it from without and corrupting influences from within. Through it, all the permanence and the stability of the Church stand out like a beacon in the night of a sin-darkened world. God wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The good news Jesus came to reveal was meant not only for the people of his day, but for people of all time. So while Jesus was personally speaking, proclaiming the good news to his contemporaries, he was preparing a means by which his mission would be continued after he had returned to his heavenly Father. He began by gathering together 12 men whom he called apostles. He spent the night in prayer before he called them to come follow me. He taught them by words and example. As an internship, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority to proclaim the good news and cast out evils. He gave them specific instructions about what to do. When they returned, they were glowing with success. Jesus took them aside for debriefing and further instructions. Before he returned to his Father, he gave them their formal mission. Go into the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the ends of the ages. Then Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait until they receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that would remind them of all he had commanded and remain with them forever. Then, just as the human body of Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit at the Annunciation, so too the Church, the mystical body of Jesus, was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And just as the human Jesus lived his entire life under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, so too the mystical body of Jesus lives its entire life under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It was by the power of the Holy Spirit that the gospel of Jesus crucified, so incredible and paradoxical in itself, so contrary to our human nature and preached by simple men, conquered the known world in a few centuries. God could have chosen angels, but God chose men, fallible, sinful human beings. And it is this very humanity, which is the greatest proof of its divinity. The Church is divine, but composed by sinners. If it were only human, the Church would have been out of existence a long time ago. But after the resurrection, when the apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin for teaching about the resurrection, Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, said to the Jews of the Sanhedrin, "So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will pass, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may either find yourselves fighting against God." Dear faithful, that was some 2,000 years ago. And the Church today is still teaching the resurrection. The Holy Ghost is a principle of unity of the Church. He makes her one because He is one. This is why we receive the truth of God in and through the Catholic Church. Not only a sign of unity, but unity accomplished. This is why also the Church is always cautious whose people who divide. The Church is divine but composed by sinners. If God had chosen angels, would the Church be perfect? I don't think so. How many myriads of angels said, "I will not serve," and were cast into the hell prepared for them? So, dear faithful, let's love the Church which saves and teaches. And the next time the humanity of the Church rears its ugly head, let us not be shocked and scandalized. Instead of trying to twist the facts to deny the truth, let us realize that there is something here greater than all of us. The Church is not God, it is a people of God. The Church is not Jesus, it is a mystical body of Jesus. The Church is human and divine. And the humanity of the Church is one of the greatest proofs of its divinity. The miracle describes in the Acts of the Apostles continue to be worked. The snakes are captured and overcome with our hands when we expel the wickedness of our hearts and out of our neighbor's hearts as well because of our benevolent influence, because of our good example. The forces of the evil one are defeated when we fight against temptations inviting us to mortal sin. The Church lays hands on our failing humanity with the sacraments, and because of the works of mercy performed by her members, people recover from illnesses. Today is Pentecost, the birthday of the Catholic Church, A new advocate is given to us, someone to guide, someone to advise and comfort us. We have been given a new and unique aid to do the things we must. Far from being without miracles, wherever the Catholic faith is practiced, the miracles described in the Acts of the Apostles continued to be worked. And more than doing physical good, they do the work for the good of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.